did he like the present? Asked Ron.
Oh, yeah, it went down a storm once they understood what it was, said Hagrid, turning his dragon steak over to press the cooler side to his swollen eye. Very pleased. So then I said, Albus Dumbledore asked the Gurg to speak with his messenger when he returns tomorrow with another gift.
Why couldn't you speak to them that day? Asked Hermione.
Dumbledore wanted us to take it very slow, said Hagrid. Let them see we kept our promises. We'll come back tomorrow with another present, and then we do come back with another present. Gives a good impression, see? And gives them time to test out the first present and find out it's a good one, and get them eager for more. In any case, giants like Carcass overload them with information and they'll kill you just to simplify things. So we bowed out of the way and went off and found ourselves a nice little cave to spend the night in. And the following morning we went back, and this time we found Carcass sitting up waiting for us, looking all eager.
And you talked to him?
Oh, yeah. First we presented him with a nice battle helmet, goblin made and indestructible, you know. And then we sat down and we talked.
What did he say?
Not much, said Hagrid. Listen, mostly. But there were good signs. He'd heard of Dumbledore. Heard he'd argued against the killing of the last giants in Britain. Carcass seemed to be quite interested in what Dumbledore had to say. And a few of the others, especially the ones who had some English. They gathered round and listened too. We were hopeful when we left that day. Promised to come back next day with another present. But that night it all went wrong.
What do you mean? Said Ron quickly.
Well, like I say, they're not meant to live together, giants, said Hagrid sadly. Not in big groups like that. They can't help themselves. They half kill each other every few weeks. The men fight each other and the women fight each other. The remnants of the old tribes fight each other. And that's even without squabbles over food and the best fires and sleeping spots. You'd think, seeing as how their whole race is about finished, they'd lay off each other, but...
Hagrid sighed deeply.
That night a fight broke out. We saw it from the mouth of our cave, looking down on the valley. Went on for hours, you wouldn't believe the noise. And when the sun came up, the snow was scarlet, and his head was lying at the bottom of the lake.
Whose head? Gasped Hermione.
Carcasses, said Hagrid heavily. There was a new Gurg, Golgamoth.
He sighed deeply.
Well, we hadn't bargained on a new Gurg 2 days after we'd made friendly contact with the first one, and we had a funny feeling Golgamoth wouldn't be so keen to listen to us, but we had to try.
You went to speak to him? Asked Ron incredulously. After you'd watched him rip off another giant's head?
Course we did, said Hagrid. We hadn't gone all that way to give up after 2 days. We went down with the next present we'd meant to give to Carcass. I knew it was no good before I'd opened me mouth. He was sitting there wearing Carcass's helmet, leering at us as we got nearer. He's massive, one of the biggest ones there. Black hair and matching teeth and a necklace of bones. Human-looking bones, some of them. Well, I gave it a go, held out a great roll of dragon skin and said, a gift for the Gurg of the Giants. Next thing I knew, I was hanging upside down in the air by me feet. Two of his mates had grabbed me.
Hermione clapped her hands to her mouth.